Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Of vaccine death and injuries is overwhelming to anyone capable of seeing past the mainstream media's hypnotic lies. The numbers tell us that the vaccines have already caused a 20% increase in deaths.
Now we have a run rate of about 20% excess mortality. That's confirmed by the CDC numbers, the funeral home numbers, and the insurance company numbers. And then somebody did an independent study I saw recently suggesting 20% is the number. So we're running at 20% excess deaths.
And a 10% increase in disabilities.
This is a stunning number. You're telling me that things have been flat for 5 years at 29 million, and all of a sudden out of the data, they get 3 million people are disabled out of nowhere.
And now we are beginning to understand that this is just the beginning. Things are going to get much, much worse. Many of us have already seen the mysterious objects found in the vials of COVID vaccines by two separate independent groups using electron microscopy. We are also familiar with the rising number of strokes, heart attacks, and other side effects experienced worldwide after the biggest experimental vaccination in history. And now we are getting a first glimpse of what is causing all this. Something in the COVID vaccines seems to be growing within the recipient's vascular system. Anomalous objects are being discovered in the dead bodies of the vaccinated by embalmers and coroners. Horrific things being grown inside the veins and arteries. These are not blood clots, and they appear to be some sort of organic material with small crystals and extremely thin wires made up of what looks like reptilian scales. This internal blockage growing within the vaccinated would certainly explain all of the deadly side effects we are seeing today. What the mainstream media is currently spinning as sudden adult death syndrome. We do not know what these things are, but they are being found by embalmers and coroners everywhere. Except, pretty much all of them are too afraid to speak out, or they don't care. Only one has shown the courage to speak out so far, and this is the real tragedy. For those who remain silent, things will not get better. The FDA is poised to authorize these deadly vaccines to children as young as 6 months old, and humanity does nothing.
Today, we want to provide an update on a topic that I know many parents and grandparents are focused on: the potential for the first COVID-19 vaccines for kids under 5. We have waited a long time for this moment.
Well, guys, here's some good news. The Biden administration has finally announced a vaccine rollout plan for children under 5, and they've ordered 10 million doses. That's great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know that if you watch InfoWars live every day, you've probably seen that report 4 or 5 times now, but it's extremely imperative, and I've got all this other news to cover, and it's important to remember what's been done to us with these vaccines. We can never forget it. We can never forget the lies of our government. We can never forget the lies of Anthony Fauci, the lies of the vaccine manufacturers, and just how evil what they've done is. And now, not only do we have all the people getting the clots and dying and having the facial paralysis and the Guillain-Barré, they're having their immune systems reset. They don't even stop COVID. And four times injected Fauci now supposedly has COVID-19.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We are live on this Thursday, June 16th. 2022, The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars, lives on, despite the largest criminal group in world history trying to destroy us. What an epic thing to be a part of, and we're all in this together, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I have an absolutely loaded news desk today. Let me tell you everything we've got. It's going to be a heavy news broadcast. We've got the left, the Democrats, the liberals. At this point, is it fair to say they've gone full pedophilia? Or I guess as they would prefer you call it, minor attracted persons. Because you now have Attorney General saying, we need more drag queens. We need a drag queen in every school, every day. Wow. Why? What about a stripper? Yeah, as there's multiple investigations underway because these drag queens who are just men pretending to be female strippers, that's what it is. It's men pretending to be female strippers for children, and their genitals are on display. Their genitals. That's a crime. Plus, against minors, you're on sexual watch list. You're now a predator. Oh, but it's liberal. Oh, it's Pride Month. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Sexual crimes against children are now okay as long as you're a liberal or it's Pride Month. Then it's all good. You just say, liberal, 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 and then you show the kids your genitals. Pride Month, Pride Month, Pride Month. Here's my genitals, kids. So that's what's going on now. So is it fair? Well, we'll find out. Because Republicans are putting Democrats in a position now where they either have to come out and say, yep, we affirm minor attracted persons, or they're going to have to back off all the sexual deviancy they've been promoting and engaging in. I then have a stack of economic news, and it's not good. How could it be? Biden is in the White House. Democrats are in control. And their plan was always to wreck this country. Biden campaigned in front of tens of people saying how he was going to shut down the energy sector. And he's done things to shut down the energy sector. Just last month, honestly, the ability for Joe Biden to lie, I mean, it's tough to even say if he knows what's going on. Last month, Joe Biden canceled two oil pipeline leases. I forget the exact story. He canceled two of them. They had permits. He canceled them. Less oil being produced. And then the next day, he goes out and makes a speech saying he's doing everything he can to lower the prices. the day after he canceled a pipeline lease. So imagine, he goes, Joe Biden goes into like the electrical room and turns off all the switches. So, no, let's be more accurate. Joe Biden runs around town saying, I'm going to turn off the electricity. And he goes around telling everybody how he's going to turn off the electricity and how good it is. Okay. Then he goes to the electrical room and actually turns all the switches off. Just, and he's just down there just turning every switch off. And then the next day he goes on TV and he says, I'm going to do everything I can to put those switches on. And you say, I just watched you turn them all off. You told me you were going to turn them all off. You did it. What do you mean now you're telling me you're going to turn them all on and that makes you a hero? How, what? That's the level of lying. That's the level of deceit. What a scumbag. And then what absolute morons or scumbags would ever support this liar, this criminal? But okay, we've got that economic news coming up. Liberals falling for fake news again, desperately, hopelessly trying to destroy the Republicans that are actually pushing back against them. Not the cucks like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, but I mean real American patriots like Lauren Boebert and Paul Gosar and others. Oh, they fall for fake news every time. And there's kind of a little sub-story there that others aren't really seeing. It's not, well, we'll cover that. It's nothing new. Liberals falling for fake news, it's what they do. Oh, and also domestic terrorism. That's another thing they do. Domestic terrorism. And the group Jane's Revenge and the group Shut Down D.C. are both marching around D.C. every day. They have lawyers on call. They have bail bondsmen on call. They're anticipating the Roe v. Wade decision to come down, in which case they're going to start burning churches, burning pregnancy centers, burning buildings in D.C. And they've written manifestos on how they're going to do this. They've published the addresses of pregnancy centers. They've published the addresses of the Supreme Court justices. They've published the addresses of the Supreme Court justices' children. All of this publicly done. Not a word from the FBI. Not a word from Department of Homeland Security. Not a word from the Biden administration. In fact, I take that back. There has been a word from the Biden administration. They're encouraging it. They're encouraging it. So how dare the largest domestic terror group in the history of this country, the Democrat Party, wave fingers and point fingers at Donald Trump and his voters? I don't want to hear a damn thing from the party of murdering babies. I don't want to hear a damn thing from the party of domestic terrorism. I don't want to hear a damn thing from the party of shut off our oil. Then we've got developments, geopolitical developments. The situation in Ukraine is getting worse for Biden and Zelensky, except for the fact they're stealing billions of dollars. So that's good for them. They're stealing billions of dollars. But they're losing Ukraine. They're losing the hearts and minds of people around the world. They're losing the support of Europe. They're losing, really, of everyone. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I really am sorry that our media and our politicians are such lying scumbags that won't tell you the truth about what's going on in Ukraine. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that you have to tune into InfoWars. I don't know if anywhere else is really even telling you the truth about what's going on in Ukraine as far as the size of our audience here. I mean, there's a lot of other independent journalists, like one in Germany who's been, I believe, arrested now. Oh, no. That's right. She's had her bank account frozen. They'll probably arrest her next. Folks, Russia is doing whatever it wants in Ukraine. It's had like a tiny amount of resistance, I guess you could call it. Resistance. They've had a small amount of resistance to which they could have just wiped out entirely, but they were patient about it. And Russia's doing pretty much whatever it wants in Ukraine. And European countries are saying, we don't want to fight Biden's war. And the rest of the power structure of the planet geopolitically is siding with Russia now. So you've got the NATO and EU allies of the U.S. all basically saying, we don't want anything to do with Biden's war in Ukraine. We want nothing to do with this. Then you have all the other countries that are at the top of the power structure in the world, they're all siding with Russia. So I'm sorry your media and your politicians aren't telling you this. I don't even know how to properly explain it. I mean, isolationism, maybe? You know, they all said Trump would isolate us from the planet. Folks, that's Biden. You know, the Saudi Arabians don't even want to talk to Joe Biden. They don't even want to talk to him. They ignore his phone calls. Whenever the White House reaches out to European countries, they roll their eyes. They don't want to deal with this. They don't want to deal with this garbage administration. So I'm sorry that you've been lied to about everything in Ukraine. It's been a disaster for the U.S., actually, more than anybody, aside from Ukraine, perhaps. So we've got that. I've got a whole stack of COVID and vaccine news here that's got important developments. We've got some election news. Democrats continue to try to come after your firearms. It's all coming up, plus a lot of video clips on this Thursday, June 16th, 2022, live edition of The Alex Jones Show, 145 days away from the historic midterms.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Call this week a bunch of high IQ stupid people. In other words, they were well educated but no common sense. President Biden has appointed whack jobs. I mean, it's like these people dropped acid in an outback parking lot. You can't reason with them. They are just so woke, and that's the difference in my opinion, and why they haven't course corrected.
Senator John Kennedy telling it like it is on Fox News last night. Yeah, I mean, they are whack jobs. And it's like a weird woke-topia whack job fest happening in the White House. Hey, look, oh, this person's gay. Hey, this person's black. Hey, this person's a puppy kink. Hey, you know, hey, this person's a man that thinks he's a woman. Oh, all right. It's a clown show. It's a circus. The kids are running the school. The kids are driving the bus. The insane people are running the asylum. I mean, pick your analogy. That's what's going on. So, of course, America is falling apart at the seams. Of course, the economy is an absolute disaster right now. By the way, I said largest Fed rate hike since 74 yesterday. It's 94. Here's the Fed statement on the biggest interest rate hike since 1994. So, yeah, the statement is Biden is crushing your economy. What do you want us to do? Food stamps, credit card debt, record high inflation forces some older Americans to make tough financial choices. Yeah, that access, that ease of access, that abundance, that excess, it's all gone now, and it's all by design. It's all by design. America must be brought to heel, and Biden is doing just that, and the whole world is watching in amazement. In amazement. And they don't know what to do because this is going to cost them in the midterms. The only chance the Democrats really have is just a bigger theft than 2020, which will be so obvious that I don't know how they'll pull that off. But these are desperate criminals we're talking about here. So I wouldn't put it past them. As Biden screams into microphones, yelling at Vladimir Putin. It's like, Putin has raised our gas. Putin has done this. Putin has crashed our economy. Oh, really? I woke up this morning, had a bit of a stomachache. Dang it, Putin. That darn Russian. And, oh, man. Yard was a mess. Windstorm came through, blew all these trees down. Man, frickin' Putin, man. No, it's Biden. It's the Democrats. They campaign on this. They call it a transition, and then they deny it. They say, this is going to be a tough transition period. We're shutting off your energy. We're transitioning into the new world. Okay, what's the transition? Well, you're going to have your country collapse. Hey, I don't like this transition much. What transition? It's Putin's fault. Despite ongoing energy crisis and record fuel prices every day, leftist activists sue Biden administration to block 3,500 oil and gas permits. They love shutting down our energy. But hey, I mean, lazy bum liberals, lazy bums who don't have a job, don't have a family, and don't really care if they can have cheap gas or not because they're, you know, flying around with bongo drums, hanging out in trees playing the bongos. Yeah, they don't care about gas prices going up, but you, the guy and the girl that works and has a family and needs to take your kids to school and maybe drives 30 miles to work, yeah, you care, but not the bum liberal that is begging to increase energy prices by shutting off all of our gas permits. And again, I just, guys, this is kind of bothering me. See if you can find it. It was May 12th, Associated Press headline. Something about Biden canceling oil leases. See if you can find this. It's just sitting in my head. I can't remember it. But Biden cancels oil deals, okay, that would bring more oil into the country, lower oil prices, give us some more access. Thank you guys so much. Crew has my back. Biden cancels offshore oil lease sales in Gulf Coast and Alaska. So that was May 12, 2022. Last month, Biden cancels offshore oil lease sales in Gulf Coast, Alaska. So he's canceled hundreds of these deals. These liberal activists want him to cancel the rest. So you'll literally have no gas coming in. $10 a gallon. Screw that. You're talking $30, $40, $50 a gallon. If they do this. So Biden shuts off all the oil deals, shuts off all the pipelines. And then the next day goes on TV and says, I'm doing everything I can to lower your gas prices. A complete lie to your face. He might as well spit in your face. He might as well piss in your face and call it rain. And then, to buy Europe's silence in this disaster, he gives Europe our strategic oil reserves. That's what's going on here, folks. They say, hey, we're going to release the strategic oil reserves to lower your gas prices. It never happened. They have released more than half our strategic oil reserves, and half of that, if not more, have gone to Europe. You say, well, why would he be sending our oil reserves to Europe? Because Biden's war in Ukraine has been a disaster for Europe, too. Putin hasn't doubled the gas prices in Europe. Biden has. So what does Biden do to buy the silence from European leaders, to buy their loyalty? Hey, you guys, don't blame me for this. Blame Putin. Well, what are you going to do for us? I'll give you our strategic oil reserves. And that's what Biden has done. And then he goes on TV and tells you he's doing everything possible to lower your gas prices when the exact opposite is the reality. Fuel thefts on the rise as Biden gas prices continue to hit all-time record highs. Yeah, people siphoning fuel out of cars. It's a new thing. Or drilling holes into the bottom of your gas tank so they can leak it out into their gas can. Only in Biden's America, a third world hellhole run by Democrats. Abbott's baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan closed again, this time due to weather damage. So a legitimate closing this time. Too bad they illegitimately shut it down and now there's a baby formula shortage. It's Democrats. That's what they do. Biden energy secretary tells Americans to stop complaining because Brazilians have to pay the same amount for gas. Oh, I see. Well, hey, liberals, stop complaining about gun violence. It's worse in Mexico and Brazil. Stop complaining, liberals. So much worse in other countries. Stop complaining, libs. Stop complaining, Dems, about gun crimes. It's worse in Brazil. White House demands oil companies be patriots, produce more gas. Can you imagine how ticked off these oil companies are? By the way, who knows what's really going on, but in 2020 and 2021, the oil companies claim to have lost money. In 2020 and 2021, oil companies claim to have lost money. And then because the pandemic and then Biden canceled all these deals that they had basically planned out financially, economically for the oil companies for decades, and Biden canceled all of it, they ended up taking a loss. Biden threatens U.S. oil companies with the use of emergency authorities. Can you imagine being an oil company and Biden is doing everything to crush your business and then he turns around and points the finger at you? Yeah, everybody knows Joe Biden's a scumbag. Only liars pretend he's not.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like In Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 mules today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Disaster. People are leaving his administration left and right. Kamala Harris can't keep anybody in her office either. It's an absolute embarrassment. It's an absolute disaster. And as much as the media tries to cover it up because they know they helped cause the disaster of Biden, it's not working. It's not working. So even Democrats that will parrot the same talking points, narratives, policies as Joe Biden, they won't belly up to say that they'll endorse him for 2024 because Biden is that unpopular. And this is a Democrat Party that's very loyal, very mono-thinking, if you will. And they won't get behind Biden for 2024. That just tells you how bad this thing really is.
That just tells you how much of a disaster Joe Biden really is. It's getting tougher and tougher for the lying media to cover it up every day. Oh, boy, oh, boy. But we've got a response here from the oil companies. I'm going to get to here in just a second. But, ladies and gentlemen, the Super Summer Sale is live at InfoWarsStore.com. Supporting InfoWars is so important, not just because you like our live transmissions for 10 hours a day with the most cutting-edge news coverage and forecasting that you're going to find. Yes, that's extremely valuable and important, but it's also InfoWars as the sounding board when we take calls, InfoWars as kind of the mothership where people gather to get information, share information, and also band.video, where we don't just house all of the archives from InfoWars shows and reports, but we have other great journalists and reporters and musicians and artists and comedians that get banned housed at band.video as well. So when you shop at InfoWars Store, that's what you support. And we make it easier. We have the best supplements you can find, very important stuff like vitamin B12. We just find the highest quality vitamin B12, put it into a liquid tincture. It's Ultra 12. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's selling out fast at this discount. We also have Alpha Power, top-rated, top-selling formula for men, but also good for females, but very popular with men, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. I love Brain Force Ultra. I like to take Brain Force Ultra before I go on air. Gives me extra clarity and mental energy and focus is how I describe it. Try it for yourself. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The vitamin D3 gummies. Most people deficient in vitamin D. Don't be anymore. Get the vitamin D3 gummies from InfoWarsStore.com. Kids love them, by the way. Your kids will love the vitamin D3 gummies. Put it out on the counter for them every morning. You'll make sure your child is not vitamin deficient, vitamin D deficient. Plus, it has the calcium there, too. So, good for the bones. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off. Ultimate krill oil, 40% off. The liquid tincture immune support formula, which is all natural ingredients known to boost your immune system. So important, 60% off. Whole food multivitamin, 40% off. Hair and beard support formula works well for me, 60% off. That's just part of the summer sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points with every order. So not only big discounts on top-selling, top-rated supplements, but also double Patriot points. Those points go into your account, and they can be used for future purchases. InfoWarsStore.com is what keeps us on the air. All right, so no Democrats want to endorse failing Joe, failing, flailing Joe. A news outlet asked every Democrat senator if they'll endorse Biden in 2024. Not many said yes. Not many at all. Only five, actually. And I bet they probably would change their answer if they knew that it wouldn't be harmonious with the rest of the leftist stooges in the Democrat Party. Another top staffer leaves Biden administration. White House counsel departing next month. And by the way, folks, look, here's what's been going on in the Kamala Harris and Joe Biden offices. With Kamala, a bunch of people got in there because, hey, it's a job in D.C., it's a job in the White House, vice president. You know, you think, hey, first female, first black female, pretty exciting stuff. So a lot of these people got in there, and it was just so miserable that they quit. The dealing with Kamala Harris was too much for these people. She's a very unpleasant person. Not many people like Kamala Harris. They may like her for one thing and one thing only. But so she's been hemorrhaging staffers on her office, in her office, can't replace them, so nobody really knows what's going on with Kamala. She's kind of been the magical disappearing act. The liberals feigned excitement for her. Oh, first female. Oh, first black female. All this crap. Yeah, they've thrown her to the trash heap. She's become a non-factor, a non-story, a nothing. But that's the Harris office. Then there's the Biden office. Now, with Biden, it was a little bit different. The Democrats brought in a bunch of, they love their tokens. White liberals love their tokens of color. Kamala Harris being one of them, the new press secretary being another one of them. White liberals really love their tokens of color. They're sick racist people. Biden is one of them. And so they had a bunch of token hires in Biden's office. They wanted a bunch of token hires. Hey, let's have, you know, quote unquote, diversity. Yeah, that's their cover for racism. Diversity is their cover for racism. Really, they're just bigots who hire people as tokens. And so they had, in fact, you can plug into a search engine, guys, if you can. Almost all the black staffers in Biden's office quit because they realized real quickly they were only hired as token hires. And they didn't really like that treatment, and so they quit. So it's a disaster. Nobody wants to work for these bums. Nobody wants to work for these crooks, these liars, the Bidens, or Kamala Harris. And, of course, you know, the media is there to prop them up as something they're not. Here's an example from The Atlantic. Tom Nichols, boy, this guy must be a real piece of work. Tom Nichols from a headline from September 2019 on Trump. If this isn't impeachable, nothing is. Nothing is. That was September 21st, 2019. Here's October 11th, 2019. Tom Nichols, Atlantic. The impeachable tweets. Oh, he's begging for impeachment. Another one. January 21, Trump's removal is taking too long. Oh, my. He's really out for Trump. And then here's June 14th, 2022, Tom Nichols. Leave Joe Biden alone. Ah, leave Joe Biden alone, says Tom. Biden's been a good president, but Republicans want to impeach him, and some Democrats want to replace him. Think about the political persecution and the obstacles that were put in front of Trump. Two fake impeachment shams, and now the January 6th sham. All during election years to harm Donald Trump. And to harm this country. Democrats putting politics over everything else. Liberals putting their agenda over everything else. Big Oil responds to Biden's threats. 10 things you can do to ease gas prices. Lift development restrictions on federal lands and waters. Designate critical energy infrastructure projects. Fix the NEPA permitting process. Accelerate LNG exports and approve pending LNG applications. Unlock investment and access to capital. Dismantle supply chain bottlenecks. Advance lower carbon energy tax provisions. Protect competition in the use of refining technologies. End permitting obstruction on natural gas projects. Advance the energy workforce of the future. The American Petroleum Institute put this out with a statement responding to Joe Biden's lies and blame games on what's going on with the record gas prices and the record energy prices. Now, you may not have understood most of that in the 10 things. I know I didn't, but let me translate it for you. Biden, get out of the way. Here's an idea. You want us to help lower gas prices? Why don't you get the hell out of the way and stop sabotaging?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This as good as anybody, am just, it's depressing, really. It's depressing how fraudulent and phony our media is and the lies from our politicians. It's just, it's really something, and we just covered a lot of it dealing with the energy crisis and the record high gas prices. But, you know, what's going on with Ukraine and Russia and that situation, it might not be as blatant, but it might even be worse, actually. Because what's happening to America right now, geopolitically, on the world scale, is not really being properly reported or evaluated. I'm not seeing it anywhere, actually. And it's an odd thing because how do I say this? It's like, it's so obvious, it's so apparent, you think somebody would have realized it and made a big deal of it and started reporting on it. But no, the fact that the U.S. is losing the respect of most other world powers right now because of Joe Biden. I mean, almost no world leaders respect him. Some won't even answer his phone calls. Some just blatantly disrespect him. And all the influence that the U.S. has had on this planet is slowly waning. And the small bit of it that's left, Joe Biden is using it to line his own pockets like he's been doing for decades. But see, the rest of the world is waking up to it and they're done. and our country's suffering because of it. Now, I personally, politically, I don't even mind being an isolationist. I think America can do just fine on its own, but that's not the planet we live on anymore. And you can't really be an isolationist anymore because of the global marketplace. That's how it's been built. So when China and Saudi Arabia and Europe and Mexico and Brazil and India, and maybe next it'll be Taiwan, because we got some developments there, when all of them are completely losing respect for America, I guess here's the analogy. There's a table, there's a world table where leaders sit down to meet. America's not getting invited anymore, folks. Our invitation's getting lost in the mail, if you catch my drift. We're not there. We're not at the table. We don't have a seat. Nobody wants to hear from us. Now, when Trump was there, he had the biggest seat at the head of the table. Amazing how that's changed in just less than 2 short years. So here's what it is. Here's the news. Done all we can. Macron hints at giving up on Ukraine as Putin destroys NATO supplies. Folks, again, this is another one. It's just the media. It's such a disaster. All these weapons that NATO is supposedly trying to send into Ukraine are going into the same ports, and Russia's just blowing them up. It's just a total waste. And it's happened like half a dozen times now. And so again, Biden is trying to lug the EU, lug other NATO nations, lug other countries into this war in Ukraine against Russia, and nobody's taking the bait. So he's having to buy them off with strategic oil reserves and basically say, hey, look, we'll do all the legwork. Just give us some of the lip service along the way. And that's pretty much been the case. But now even Macron is like, look, this is so bad. I don't even want to give it lip service anymore. So will other European leaders follow suit? It's all Biden, folks. And this will come back later. And I've said this before. Biden has unofficially and illegally launched a war against Russia in Ukraine. Now, the good news is he's pretty much already lost. We don't want that war. We don't need a war with Russia. It's the worst idea ever. But Biden and then some of his criminal cronies, like their little piggy bank, their little slush fund operation, their little money laundering operation, their little sex trafficking operation in Ukraine, they don't want to lose that gemstone in their criminal crown that Russia has taken. That angers Joe Biden. But they've lost it. It's done. So everyone else is abandoning ship here, but Biden is still paying for their loyalty with lip service and paying Zelensky off as well. And so more support now, even though all the NATO weapons are getting either captured by Russia or destroyed by Russia. U.S. to send heavy guided missiles to Ukraine. So there's more missiles going into Ukraine. That's just breaking. That was last night. Joe Biden announces an additional $1.2 billion in aid for Ukraine a day after ranting, I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. Another billion for Ukraine. Where's the money go? Nobody knows. There's no accountability. There's no oversight. Nobody has any idea. Most of the weapons that get over there either end up being destroyed or end up on the black market. And then where is the money going? Because there's stories, I've covered them, there's stories like in the Associated Press where they say Ukraine is broke. They're like, Ukraine has no money, they have no ammunition, they don't know what to do. Really, where's the, they've proposed over $100 billion for Ukraine. Who knows how much is actually gone? Who knows where it's going? I mean, it's total insanity. And here comes another billion. Where's the money going? Ukraine army says they have no money, no weapons. How can that be? How is that possible? Where's it all going? We have no oversight. It's being stolen, folks. It's being stolen. 10% for the big guy. And so this is the new one. Miami announces no questions asked gun buyback to take guns off the streets and send them to Ukraine. They're literally taking American weapons and sending them to Ukraine. Oh, so I guess the Second Amendment does have a purpose. I guess those AR-15s do have a purpose. I guess all those guns Democrats want to get rid of do have a purpose, don't they? Yeah, they do have a purpose after all. Purpose for them in Ukraine.
You will never need it, though. They need it. The globalists need it for their operation in Ukraine. So disarm American citizens and give them to Ukrainian civilians. Gotcha. That's the policy here. Nicaragua approves joint military exercise with Russia. Oh, how do you like them apples? Mexico's on Russia's side. Nicaragua says basically is inviting the Russian army. They're excited. Nicaragua's excited. This is one of the most exciting things that's happened to them. Like, oh, Russia's coming in. They want to do joint military exercises? Yes, please, Putin, please. We love it. We love the Russians. Bring them in. Yes. Wow. Did you see that one coming? Right down there. And hell, I mean, I guess the Russian army could just amass in Nicaragua and just start marching north until they get to the southern border. It's wide open anyway. What's going to stop them from doing that? Did you ever think about that, Libs? Anybody could do it. German government labels journalist criminal, freezes bank account over Ukraine war reporting in Donbas. Yeah, this independent journalist is one of the few that are actually there. Elena Lip, that's actually there on the scenes. Folks, look, who knows what's really going on, but everybody in Donbas and that eastern region knows it wasn't Russia that was shelling the cities. It wasn't Russia that was killing the civilians. It was Ukraine. It was Ukraine, and it was NATO, and it was the Azov Battalion, and it was Western Front groups, and they all know it, and they reported on it, and now they're getting shut down, they're getting censored, they're getting their bank accounts frozen, because you're not allowed to report the truth on these situations of war, don't you know? You have to have the corporate war, you have to have the corrupt wars go on. People can't know it's Ukraine bombing its own people, then they won't support the war. Zelensky caught red-handed destroying evidence of Hunter Biden biolab network. Stories at InfoWars.com. Oh, first they said it's Russian propaganda. Then the Pentagon came out and admitted, actually, we have 46 biolabs in Ukraine. And now Ukraine has blown them all up, hiding the evidence. Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun to be lied to? Ukraine threatens to destroy Europe's longest bridge. And it turns out this is actually Western U.S. Strategy, really. They're trying to pressure Ukraine into blowing up the biggest bridge in the region. Folks, if they do that, I mean, the whole world will turn against America. I'm sorry. It's just ridiculous. But hey, it might hurt Russia, so let's blow up that bridge. Mariupol deja vu. Ukraine fighters and civilians trapped in besieged Severodonetsk chemical plant. So another situation, a bunch of Ukrainians being held hostage. They're losing the war. Media tells you they're winning. And then there's China. China's President Xi Jinping has signed a directive allowing for a quote-unquote non-war uses of the military, raising concerns it could pave the way for an invasion of Taiwan. Fears for Taiwan as China lays groundwork for its own special military operation. Now, why are they calling it a non-war or a special military operation? Because that's the precedent Joe Biden has set in Ukraine. So China's basically saying if Joe Biden can illegally launch a war against Russia in Ukraine and not tell anybody, we, the Chinese military, can do the same thing in Taiwan, and now they're getting ready to do it.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's...